All right, welcome to the Crude Life Podcast here. I have Jesse Swindell with Mertz Manufacturing and Ken Lavin as well. Of course, Ken Lavin is day job. He's with Mertz Manufacturing. He moonlights like an owl with Fossil Fuel Fridays as well as Outdoor Adventure. Is that the correct?
Outdoor Ventures. With a V. Ventures.
Okay. That's right. I do that on purpose sometimes. I stumble just to make sure people remember. So they say, I don't want to be an idiot like that, Jason. You know what I did last night? So here's what happened to me, guys. I apologize if I'm a little bit tiptoeing around because I'm very tired because I'm driving down to the Permian Basin here. I have an event on Wednesday called Flock, Sock, and Barrel.
Very cool event.
Yeah, we're going to be filling a barrel full of unused socks because socks are the number one request item at homeless shelters for women and children and that sort of thing. Shoes as well, but we're going to be doing socks. And last night I stopped somewhere in right outside of Kansas City. We'll just say right outside of Kansas City, about 20 miles by Holt. And I haven't done this in years, but I stopped to rest, and I forgot to turn my lights off. So about an hour and a half later, this flickering was happening, and I didn't know what was going on. And so all of a sudden, I got up, and I realized what I did. I turned the lights off. My car wouldn't start, so I drained the battery. Not all the way down to where the lights were, you know, internal lights. The interior lights were out. But so here I am. You know, it's 3:30 in the morning. I got to be here at 9 a.m. and I'm racing against the clock. I got a dead battery. And here's what I thought of, actually. I'm damn glad I got a gas-powered car with an old traditional battery, because if this was a Tesla, this is a minimum of a three-hour charge.
That's true.
And I mean totally serious. And then when I drive another 90 miles, I got to charge it even longer and that sort of thing. So that dawned on me as I was driving here to Oklahoma City. How are you doing today, Jesse, by the way?
I'm doing well.
So I apologize if I seem like a little under my... If I feel like I feel like I was on an all-night bender, actually. That's what I told Kevin. He goes, how you feel? And I go, I feel like I've been on a bender, man. At my age, you know, when you don't get your beauty sleep, it can... you feel it in the stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, Jesse, let's talk about what you do with Mertz Manufacturing. We all know what Ken does. He's kind of the sales and marketing, as well as he does some podcasting on the side with Fossil Fuel Fridays. Of course, he does some content correspondent work for The Crude Life. But Jesse, what is it you do?
So I am an engineer with Mertz and responsible for design and analysis of primarily trailers, but anything else that might come in the door as well.
Explain a trailer then for the listening audience out there in maybe our radio land who is not working in oil and gas.
Sure. So primarily we deal with large trailers, semi-trailers, that are dedicated to a specific specific purpose. So they'll not be your traditional freight hauling trailers, but rather have permanently mounted equipment mounted to these trailers and will serve a purpose throughout their life.
Specific for the duty at hand. Those are some interesting things. I took a tour of the shop and man, it's like an episode of Modern Marvels down there from the History Channel.
It is.
Yeah, I'm totally serious, too.
Thank you. And, yeah, thanks to our guys out in the shop for enjoying us as we drive by in the tour. That was, guys, was awesome to be able to show you everything in there. So thank you guys for what y'all do in the shops.
Appreciate that. And, by the way, we are having a wise conversation as well. That's another reason why the owl is here. Getting all kinds of comments. Why is the owl there? What do you mean? Why is it not there? We should be having an owl in more conversations, overlooking our wise conversations.
Are we going to be bringing the owl to all of our shows now?
The dog's done. Frackleberry Hound, you're done now. Yeah. Ollie the owl. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right? There you go.
Engineering, though, talk to me about how that plays into this whole deal, because you know, a lot of it's done by robots and lasers and computers, but it starts somewhere.
It does. It starts on the computer screen and basically, actually, I guess it starts technically before that with a concept from a customer, you know, and that could be anything from a napkin sketch. Yeah. Exactly, a napkin sketch.
We've had that happen before.
Or dinner napkin, I guess, or dinner
napkin. Yeah.
I wasn't projecting anything.
Did we actually, we had that happen, right?
Yeah, that happens more often than not, actually. You know, we'd get a rough sketch and we start putting it into the computer and see where it heads.
I did notice that some of the customers that you guys do have, and these are some big name customers. These are global names that you guys have for customers. I never know, you know, if people drop names of their customers or anything like that, but through the either, if you can certainly name the customers and their trailers, but mention some of those customized trailers, kind of what people, you know, have in mind, because I think a lot of people are thinking of maybe like hog trailers or cattle trailers or that one trailer that hauls 47 cars when you drive by, you know, and sure, it's a little bit more advanced than that, some of these are.
Sure, sure. It's, you know, all of our trailers are dedicated to an application. We've got several, as you mentioned, high-profile customers that we're grateful for and really help bring value in the development side of their new projects. So, you know, the well servicing industry in general is really pushing the limits of what you can do with physics, with the DOT, with you know, it's just growing bigger, taller, wider, heavier. Every direction we're pushing the limits of what can go down the road. So it's interesting.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I think there's one customer we can talk about. That's Northwest Crane. So we've done crane trailers for them. You're talking about an actual customer itself, and that was huge. We are actually, is it the aggregate trailer?
Yes.
So that was a great example of some of these. They have some of the largest cranes out there too, here just in Oklahoma, and they're nationwide, are they not?
They do. They have a great regional presence here in the Oklahoma, and they stretch to Texas and Kansas as well. So, and then they've also partnered with some others in the industry to sell our trailers for us. Yeah. So that we're grateful for the partnership with them.
Thank you guys. Appreciate y'all very, very much.
One thing I noticed when I was going through the shop, and actually you've got two different shops. You've got kind of a, I don't know what you call the white building, and then there's a blue and white buildings. It's like a small city out here, to be honest.
Like 360,000 square feet.
Total. Is that what it is?
Yeah, 360.
Wow, 360 square feet.
Yeah, and that's so thousand. That's kind of, that'd be like our machining and layout area and like laser cutting area, and then this is more like your welding and assembly and like paint and finish up product.
I used to live in Sundberg, Minnesota, and I think that your shop is bigger than my town of Sundberg. Population 134. Well, our shopping mall, whenever I go out there, I would with the parking lot, I used to think that all the time. Like, I think this shopping mall with the parking lot is bigger geographically than the town I went to elementary school in. I mean, when you start thinking about it.
And the town of Mertz is 164 strong. We have 164 people here.
Okay, so. Okay. Well, one thing I noticed when I was walking through the different shops, you know, and seeing some of the customers you guys do work with, it was like getting a tour of North Dakota. And what I mean by that is North Dakota is very, very black and white and center. So on the west, you've got primarily oil and gas. Okay, so I've seen your oil and gas manufacturing trailers that you guys have, your custom ones, for some pretty big name customers on there. And then I've seen some municipality type looking things. So it looks like I'm hit the center of the state in Bismarck, North Dakota. Then I go to Fargo on the east, where they don't have any oil rigs and just ag. And you guys do a lot for ag, too. So talk to me about the different sectors that you guys are, because I'm seeing ag, municipality, and oil and gas.
Sure. You know, that's the beauty about fabrication is everybody needs fabrication help, regardless of the industry. And we've been blessed with the opportunity to really, I guess, work with many of those different industries. Like you mentioned, the oil and gas is historically our primary industry, I would say, but we've been grateful to branch out into municipalities, the electric grid service and service trailers there, transformer trailers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I looked like a transformer. I walked by.
Yes.
One of those. Oh, that was huge.
In one of the shops, yeah.
Yes, so we're grateful for that. The mobile substations has been a big part of our business here recently.
And that kind of parlays into that trailer design you were going to talk about. Is that right?
Sure.
Was it in the municipalities?
It, You know, this
was this one of the top secret ones?
No. So, okay. So I drove him by one of our top customers, and he was like, cool. What is that thing? And I was like, we can't talk about that. You know, no one talks about Fight Club, you know.
Put the phone away.
Yeah, no phones. But he was really intrigued to see that we do a lot of, you know, big projects that are under the radar that haven't been seen by the public yet, in a good way of, like, we're changing the technology. We're coming up with new designs. Our customers are coming up with new designs, and we get to be the ones to help put that, you know, put that idea to life. And so that's what I was telling him, Jason, about what you were coming up with or talking about today was that new design that we'd helped come up with. And so I'll let you jump on it.
Sure. So basically, you know, in a nutshell, what it is we call it the MLTS system, which is a mechanically linked turntable steering system for large trailer applications.
ML what?
MLTS, mechanically linked turntable steering. And the Cliff's Notes on this guy is it's a hydraulic steering trailer that can be operated with a remote control to help spot a piece of equipment on a tight location. So,
wow.
So, you know, this may not be of as much application in West Texas where you got plenty of room to maneuver your equipment, but you get into the Rockies, you get into the Northeast, the Utica, the Marcellus, you get into these tight locations, and the maneuverability of these large trailers is very important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, massive. And now something that is neat, too, that you were talking about on this, so the height. So a lot of times when people are making these trailers, it starts putting the equipment very, very high up and really tall, and then you're getting into DOT issues and how you can put the trailer and or if it is really tall, now you've got to move equipment towards the front, and then you're putting more weight on the truck, and now you have to put more axles on it. With our design and what we've come up with, now we've actually lowered the trailer height. Is that? Can you speak more on that?
Sure. So we've got several different low profile options that we've been able to utilize with this steering system. And the number one, I guess, the number one feature that's allowed us to drop that deck height is the low profile custom bearing that we were able to work with a great supplier and get that bearing height down to 1.7 inches.
No.
So what that allowed us to do is to really drop our deck height and keep our center of gravity low for the equipment.
This is where inches make dollars.
Oh, man.
That's it.
No,
that's
I'm serious. It. You know, nickels make dollars, but this is where inches make dollars.
Absolutely. You know? And pounds, you know, we were able to get some weight out, too, with this custom
bearing.
Hear
that, folks? So. The game of golf isn't just about inches.
And I love that you mentioned the center of gravity. Bringing that down and lower, you're now able to keep that ride so much more centered. So that is a great point.
Well, I suppose you need that for the turning.
Sure.
The center of gravity, like those lawnmowers.
That's right.
The little on the side, right?
You're right.
That's
well,
it.
We got to dumb it down for people like me. Some of this stuff is so technical, it can get over our heads fast, you know? I mean, so anyway.
That's a great point.
It is, you know? I mean, so we try to dumb it down. Like when we talk about those rail cars that, you know, occasionally one explodes, you know, and everybody gets all nervous about it. We just tell people it's a can of Coke.
That's right.
And you know, you shake it up, and then you open it, and then eventually it's flat Coke. Well, they're trying to get flat Coke on those rail cars before they get them to ship them out. But you know what I mean? And so we try to dumb it down like that. But even at the end of the day, if you go to the gas pump and go get some gas and go put it next to your lawnmower in a gas can, it'll still catch on fire. And it's the fumes that are catching on fire.
That's right. The
liquid. So after all that refining, still in your garage, you know what I mean? So that's how we try to explain it to the kids and everybody else. And so anyway, so sure. Center gravity, low profile, custom bearings. What are some of the other major features for this?
So we have a single locking pin that locks all of these axles for transport down the road. So you don't have to deal with any steering issues while you're moving. It's just while you're off road. The primary application for the steering system. So we've got a 3-inch high strength pin that we use to lock those axles in position that, you know, limits your tire wear and really, really helps the trailer track nicely.
And we did have a customer come back to us after we built this and said that their tires bar none, the best design. They weren't going through tires. They were going through tires like candy there for a while.
They were. We tried several different different types of steering, and the tire wear was just horrible. So with this system, we've basically eliminated that.
Awesome. Now, how many axles can you get to pivot on one system and lock? Like, what's the most that we've done so far?
So the most we've done in one group is four axles.
Four.
I don't see why we couldn't go up to six, but the current system is designed primarily for three axles and four axles.
Okay.
Which in your well servicing equipment, that captures the majority of the market there.
I'm just trying to, tease my coal tubing guys out there,
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
You guys do four axles?
We do.
Or three?
Either way, okay. Depending on the load of the unit.
Three and four and can go up to six.
I was going to say up to six, but the reason I'm writing these notes down is because I wrote down save on tires. And then, the four axles, three to four, maybe up to six. We're talking about cost savings here. At the end of the day, we're talking about hidden costs that actually save the customer money at the end of the day. And I'll give you a quick example of what I'm talking about. Because when you save on tires, you don't have to replace tires all the time. That's a cost savings that you don't see right away. You don't see it till the end of the year type of a thing. It's like, why do we spend so much on tires all of a sudden, right?
Yeah. Well, I ran a service company. That was
kind of reverse happened in the airline industry. So we interviewed a gal named Carrie Frank of Comply 365, and she basically took the airline industry from that black box that they carry in the airline, in their cockpit. It's like 90 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's got all the procedure manuals, paper. It took her like 5 years, but she got the majority of the airlines put onto an iPad. Okay. So what ended up happening is you saved costs on the printing, because every time one change happened, they had to change all those black boxes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the papers and the printing and this and that. But the one savings that they didn't see coming that came was the gas savings at the end of the year. Because they took 90 pounds off of a plane every ride. And
right?
And those nickels made dollars at the end of the year. And that's what I'm hearing here, is you guys are really putting together a lot of savings that are nickel here. And at the end of the year, people are going to see quite a surprise, I think. I mean, I don't know. But have you guys have any idea what I'm talking about?
Sure, absolutely.
Sales guys knows what I'm talking about.
There's a couple of other features that we should point out along those lines. Cost savings is the reduction in maintenance. So our two standard features of this system that we offer is a centralized grease system that takes care of our turntable bearings and as well as all the axle and brake components. So all centralized grease system, you have one port per axle to grease.
Really? So you can. So it's just got one section there, and you're not having to reach up underneath there or nothing.
It's exactly
right there at the edge. You just do it, and you're good.
So we mentioned the low profile feature at the beginning, and that really makes the maintenance difficult, right?
Yeah.
If you have to do it the traditional way.
Oh yeah.
But this centralized grease system allows you to grease one port that's easily accessible, and it distributes the grease to, 16 different locations per axle. Wow.
Okay, so are you going to plug yourself? Did you come up with that design?
No. We just incorporated it. So the second feature I'll point out that we offer standard with this steering system is the Drove automatic tire inflation system. So in addition to the tire wear savings from alignment, you also have tire wear savings from proper tire inflation.
Oh.
So a trailer that sits for 6 months, obviously you need to check the pressure in those tires, right?
Sure.
With this system, when you attach the air system from a tractor, right, connect your glad hands at the front, your tires will automatically come up to the appropriate pressure.
No.
Yes, sir.
So it's taking that out of the equation of having any concerns of if a guy misses or whatever, you've already got that covered.
That's right. You know, a four-axle trailer, you're looking at a lot of tires to check manually.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing I was thinking about is just the time savings on all these things.
Exactly.
That's you mentioned true too. The axles and, I'm sorry, the greasing and that. All I could think of is, well, every time you're saving some time there, and that adds up too.
Because exactly. You're just going down one side of the truck. You can just go down one side, get all the axles, and then as soon as he's got the glad hands on it, he's aired up.
That's right.
Who's the buyer for this? So, like, you know, somewhere for some company, some title is buying these things. You know, who is it that you're trying to reach here? You know, like,
Would be inside of like a big name company? Who is the
or even a government? You know,
yeah, who are they going?
Or an oil company?
Sure,
or,
I think the applications are limitless. Really, I mean, okay. Obviously, we would work with an engineering team from another company, okay. a potential client, in order to incorporate these features into a trailer that they already have or have a need for. So. Basically, all these features are below the deck, so anything you want to put above the deck, we can do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, okay. So if we, so for the guys listening and watching in, is it usually the engineering manager within those companies that you're wanting to talk to, or who's usually making that call that you're seeing with the companies currently that we work with? Who's usually the one calling in?
Sure, just, you know, it depends on the size of the organization, obviously. You know, it may be a project engineering level, it may be an engineering manager, it may be an end customer, right, that's driving these features, that likes those features. Business guys see the money savings, and that's great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a little bit of everything. I was going to give a shout out to them. If you're listening, you need to get in with Jesse and call. You can call me too. I answer the phone as well.
sure. We love to talk about these systems and features.
Oh man, was there one other thing that you was wanting to talk about on it?
So just a couple more of the capabilities. Yeah. We can go up to 24 degrees on steering with your 22.5 wheel and tire. So we can, you know, that really shortens the turning radius of your trailers on a tight location. I mean, you know, 53-foot trailer, which is your max legal length, we're probably reducing that turning radius to somewhere in the neighborhood of half. So,
no.
So there's a big benefit there on a tight location.
That's a massive change for a 53-foot. That's huge. And you guys here at Mertz, we actually VIN tag too, correct?
Yes, we do.
So when we're making the trailer, it's already DOT legal, ready to go out the door, and it's been tested, road tested, before it's even going out.
Exactly. Those are all standard features here at Mertz.
Painted too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pick what color you want. You know, we should
100-foot painting bay.
I know. I was going to say during the cancer awareness, we should have done a pink trailer.
There you go.
That I would have rocked that trailer. I'm just saying.
And finally, Ken, being a numbers guy, let's talk about two more numbers. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Deck height, the current deck height, lowest deck height we have achieved with your 22.5 wheel and tire.
Okay.
Is 42 inches.
Okay.
With a 17.5 inch wheel and tire, we've gotten as low as 38 inches off the ground.
38?
Yes, sir. 38.
That's insane. I mean, guys could be able to, service companies that end up doing this system could end up, in essence, not even having to get up on the trailer. They can almost get it to where their equipment is low enough that they could do all the servicing on the side.
That's right.
Or from the ground.
That's the goal.
Whoa.
Is that the main benefit then of something like that, or is there other benefits to having that height differential?
Well, you know, as we mentioned earlier, the low CG, the stability of the unit, mm-hmm. that's very important. And but yeah, the serviceability, access, all those things are key.
Stability though sounds to be like that's the main thing. Safety sure. wise, just, you know, construction wise and just the quality behind it. That's kind of the way it goes there.
That's right.
All the other stuff is just gravy or icing on the cake, if you will. Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, what else do we got to mention about these this super cool trailer you're working on, or project you're working on, I guess?
Think of
anything else
on
that? Well, I mean, how can people get in touch? They talk to you about it? They talk to Ken about it?
Either way.
Yeah, the front desk.
Yeah, cool. It doesn't matter. We're all open to talking about it. We like talking about these. Bring him in as well.
So what's a good number for them to get in touch with you, Jesse, or an email that you want to put out to the World Wide Web?
Sure. Let's go email. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. It's jswindell, JSWINDELL @Mertz. MERTZOK.com.
Perfect, perfect. And guys, you can get me, Kay Lavin, at merchok.com, or you can reach me at my cell phone number, 580-656-5486, and I will get you to the genius right here next to me on at the table.
Of course, we'll have all those links available at The Crude Life as well on the show page, the podcast page. I probably got to start calling it the podcast page now, because back in the day, we called it the show page, you know.
True.
Because we did a daily show. And so we'd put the menu item of list of here's who we had on and put the I always put the links in there because, well, if they, I've always felt if people take the time to do an interview and, you know, come out do this stuff, you can take the time to link their website up. Sure. It's the least of horse trading you can do, right?
Right, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate the time today, and Ken, thank you very much, too. Any final thoughts, any final comments or words or anything?
No, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the – Jason, it was a pleasure meeting you, and Ken, anything?
No, thank you, Jason, very much for coming out to Merch Manufacturing. Guys, look him up. Again, The Crude Life, along with multiple plugs that he is in, so many things. And he's about to be in the Oil Man magazine, by the way. Right. So, he made the cover, guys. This is awesome.
And wait till you read the article. All kinds of reasons why.
Oh, Lord.
2022 is going to be a hell of a year, folks.
I'm going to get autographs. I'll be selling his autographs later. No, just
the owl, right?
Yeah, the owl. Yeah.
You know, we might have to autograph the owl and sell it sometime.
There you go. We'll auction it off for charity. That'd be a great thing.
Charities need money. They don't need pity. Well, thank you very much, and we're signing out. We'll catch you later, folks.
Bye.